won't get far.
In the middle of a high-speed chase, so this better be important.
I just feel so good knowing you're out there keeping us safe.
Any news on your end?
There's a mess of chatter from state police, but it sounds like they got her under control. Anyway, you're about up, so we'll see you when you get in.
Okay.
Hold on. Looks like I got some kind of a drunk teenager. I don't know.
Hey! Hey, buddy, you know it's a little cold to be crawling all the way home.
Stand by.
Big night, huh? Dispatch, where am I taking this guy?
Closest emergency services is still Marsh County. Not sure what's left of it after the fire. I think they're moving, but they're still listed on duty.
Okay, how about Lakeland?
It's another 20 minutes at least. It's your call.
Okay, you call ahead to Marsh. Let him know it's me. It's bringing him in. You call ahead. Can I get some help here?
Bev, I need hands up front. Bring a stretcher.
Dispatch, not call ahead.
What? Yeah. You
got
a call?
No.
Bev, you want to get his feet?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay,
one, two, three.
Oh.
All right. Are you okay? Can you hear me?
What's his story, Danny?
He's bleeding, Bev.
Take care of you. Beverly, we gotta get him on a monitor and in to see Dr. Powell. Let's go.
Oh. Hi.
What's that about?
Who knows? They won't let me do anything around here. Ooh, here's a good one. Degloving. There's a picture.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, statistically, you're more likely to die in a hospital than anywhere else.
Cool.
Oh, I could give you a catheter. That could be fun.
Are you even a nurse?
I am in training.
That's so cool. I bet I'm just gonna go to sleep, okay?
I should go anyway. She won't be needing this.
Good night.
All messed up. Well, in time, would you say you ought to be able to wrap this up in 24 hours?
Yeah, you sure know how to make an entrance, Danny boy.
Yeah. How you feeling, Maggie?
I've been having some pains. Dr. Powell says the baby might be on its way.
Yeah, he's kicking up a storm in there, that's for sure. Anyhow, I'm just glad the doc stuck around. That fire really did a number on this place. And I can't afford to be driving her into the city every time that kid gets fidgety.
Give it a rest, Granddad.
Let go of me! Stop!
Calm down.
Stop! Let go of me!
One more shot.
Stop!
Just one more shot.
Breathe.
Okay.
Not gonna miss this.
Gonna be able to handle him, Richard?
Your friend here's had quite a trauma.
Not that we have any ID bracelets left, but for the record, his name is James.
How bad is he?
He's not been very cooperative. The sedative will help us determine exactly what his condition is, but our resources are limited here. Everything's been packed up for the move.
Looks like James here isn't any stranger to needles. Where'd you find this guy?
Any fucking blood on me.
Kim, I know getting transferred over here wasn't your first choice, but you're supposed to be boxing up files.
No, there are things called computers now.
Computers put files in boxes? Thank you. So old school.
You might need something a little stronger if you're gonna get that stain out.
None of this. Whatever, fuck. I can do my own laundry.
Well, look at you. Brought you a coffee.
Nice. I was looking for that.
All right, it's mine now, so don't you get any ideas.
Right. You're being friendly.
It's good to see you.
I'm sorry, am I interrupting something?
No. I'm just gonna go make sure Bev hasn't murdered my intern, all of them. See ya.
Our guest is out for now. He's not badly hurt, but it will be a while before you can talk to him.
Fuck.
You should be gentle with Allison. She's still coming to terms with what happened.
Yeah, okay.
As you know, Daniel, there's nothing worse than losing a child. When we lost Sarah, I was a mess. It took a long time to come back from that. You just have to keep going.
Yeah.
okay? Beverly, it... What?
Jesus Christ. What the fuck are you doing, Beth? Beverly?
This isn't my face.
What? Bev. No, no, don't do that. Bev! Put the scissors down. Look at me! Bev, okay, stop!
Jesus. It's not me.
No, 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 don't do that. Bev.
Can you help me?
Bev, stop! No, 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 Beverly, stop! She came at me. Okay.
No.
All right.
Was that a gunshot?
Was you?
My God, what happened?
Beverly, she attacked Daniel and the Robinson kid. Look.
Okay, I gotta call this in.
Give yourself a second, okay? Just calm.
Tell them. Calm. I gotta. Just give me a second.
Can you just call from the office?
How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Just take it easy, Daniel. It looks like you might have had a seizure.
No.
No, if you're feeling dizzy, Daniel, you shouldn't try to get up.
Okay.
Just sit down, okay? Come on.
I gotta call it in.
No, you need to take it easy. There's a state trooper already here.
What? Oh, God. How long is it out for?
Not long. Apparently he was already on his way.
Something to do with that kid you brought in. Look, it's not important right now.
This trooper's probably going to want to talk to you. We should see about moving you to a room.
No, you've just
experienced an extremely traumatic event.
Okay,
look, you are stubborn like your father was. Now, you should take this very seriously.
I am. I'm good.
Daniel!
Mitchell!
Well, there you are. So what happened? They told me you found the two of them together.
He was dead when I arrived, and she came at me with a pair of scissors. How did you get here so fast?
Your guy in the other room.
What about him?
Well, we got a major bloodbath about 20 miles north of here. Looks like he tore the place up like a butcher shop.
We looked him over, and most of the blood on his body was not his.
Well, he has a long list of drug-related priors, so I think he gave your nurse something. I've got him cuffed to the bed for the time being.
Well, he's been out cold.
Well, I'm here now. I'll sort it out. I need to take your firearm.
Yeah.
You know, Carter, your dad was a stand-up cop. I wonder what he'd think if he saw this shit show. Okay, we need to make sure everybody's accounted for. Who else is here?
Dr. Powell and Kim.
Oh, and Ben and Maggie, she's pregnant.
Christ, what a mess.
Hey, do you mind if I call her then?
All right.
Thanks. I'm not getting through in here. You copy, Mitchell? I'm gonna try the car.
Copy.
Dispatch, this is Carter of Marsh County. Do you copy? Dispatch, this is Carter of Marsh County. Do you copy? I have a code 3 and I need assist. Hi. What the fuck are you doing?
Pressure over the wounds.
Daniel, it's fine. Look at me.
Kim, I need you to bring me a suture kit and 8 milligrams
of morphine. Keep your eyes on me. You hear me?
Did you hear what I said?
Kim? Kim, what are you doing?
Kim, did you hear me?
For fuck's sakes, come here.
Come on. You'll be all right, Dad. You'll be all right. Keep breathing.
Wait, both your hands to your firm pressure.
Okay.
Don't just stop. Keep him awake. Keep your eyes on him. Keep his eyes on him, right?
Good boy.
Kim, don't let him close his eyes.
Hey!
Stay awake, Daniel. Stay awake.
Stop the bleeding for now.
Oh, thank God.
Be yeah. Well, son.
No, we know.
Whoa.
Hey. Okay, maybe don't try to get up just yet.
What happened out there?
Just
Give him a second.
Now, it looks like they've got the place surrounded. They're not trying to get in.
Who are they?
I don't know.
I wasn't able to get through. You?
No.
We should move everyone back inside. Who knows what they want?
Maybe we can barricade the doors or, get out some other way.
Shit, I forgot about you.
Hey! Fucking strength! Do something! Fucking shoot it! Shoot it! Oh, fucking God, please! Do something! Fucking shoot it! Help me!
What is that?
I think that was Beverly.
What was it? What the hell was
it? We're leaving. No.
Hey, that's not a good idea, Daniel.
Wait. What about those lunatics?
We got other things to worry about, believe me. Mitchell, you and I, let's go get the cars, okay? Are you with me?
What the hell was that?
Make safe, back up. Stay away from the doors. Just gotta go.
Back.
Whoa. Okay, make safe.
Okay, drop it.
Get out of here!
Okay, just drop it.
Whoa! Okay, drop it! Drop it!
Fuck you.
The fuck down!
Put it down! Stay calm.
Whoa! Everybody, just stay calm!
Stay up! Just stay
fuck away from me! Hey! Put down the gun, it's okay. Everybody just calm down.
Calm down,
Richard!
No.
What the fuck is that?
Hello! There's no reason to involve her in this.
Rich!
It's not gonna help you.
Listen. Just give me the knife, and this will all be over.
It isn't going to help you.
Richard, tell me what the fuck to do!
Don't worry, Maggie. He's not going to hurt you. Just let me
help. Fucking tell me what to do! No!
Richard!
No.
Kim! I got him.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm not gonna die in this fucking place! Nobody wants to be in here any longer than we have to, believe me.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Do you think I'm some kind of fucking idiot?
Ah!
Get in the office now.
Help them.
Get them.
Oh.
Okay, go to the office.
What the fuck was
I'm
that?
Not going to argue with you.
You need to tell me what is in there.
I don't know what this is in there, but please, you
watch the door.
Just go.
Okay, you hold on. Who are you?
Okay, right. Get the fuck away from me. Just slow down. Who are you? Just tell us that.
I want him.
Okay, look.
All right.
Move. I think we all agree that we need to get the hell out of this building, right? These personal differences, they're
move!
Oh, damn it! Stop.
No one is going anywhere.
Okay.
We don't know anything about this place. If you let us here, we can't trust them.
Okay, so you don't need to do this. Look, you didn't even stop!
Okay. He can't answer you.
Sure!
See? That's what the last people he trusted did.
You can trust us. You can trust us.
I don't think so.
You can trust us.
Yeah.
No. Whoa. Wait. Please. Whoa.
Hands off me.
You calm down. Okay, we're good.
You want to go through all this again?
You believe me when I tell you we don't know what the fuck is going on, okay? There were things growing out. I heard you saw it. What was that?
Burn what's left of the place. Take him all with it.
Okay, listen to me. We didn't do anything to you. I have a girl back there who's about to give birth, and I need to get her somewhere safe.
You fucking kidding? Have you had a look outside, lady? There's nowhere to go. You could hear those horns for miles. There is something calling them all here.
Okay, what is that? Who are they? What
just... How the fuck should I know? Go ask them!
It's okay. All I know is that the thing woke up once already, and I don't want to be around when it happens again.
Are we leaving?
No, not just yet.
Would you put that out?
Oh.
What, this?
Yeah. Put it out.
Okay. I think that we should all just remain calm.
Bullshit! We should have been out of here already.
You people need to wake up.
Or what?
You think you'll stand a chance if there's another one of those things out there? Okay. Will you? Huh?
Okay.
Who's gonna stop it? Grandpa? The teenage fucking slut?
Whoa.
Come on, then!
Whoa.
Come on.
We're gonna die.
No, we're not gonna die. You're gonna die.
I'm not gonna let that happen. I don't know what the fuck you think you're trying to do, okay? Just calm down.
He's upsetting her, and that is not
good. I need you to stay calm.
Okay.
Can you please tell me what's going on over there?
Her contractions are still spread out, but she's having abdominal pain, which is a bad sign.
Okay, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
That means that we can't move her. It can make things much worse. Allison, the last thing that I need is to be performing a cesarean in the middle of this, but I have nothing here to help her, and if I don't do anything, the baby could die. I need to go to the med supply room.
So?
I'll go.
Alone? No. That's out of the question.
I'm not asking. We need to handle this now.
All right. Okay, look. We have no idea what is out there. We have no way of defending ourselves. Plus, these two fucking psychos now think that we're hostage.
I'm doing this.
You're not even... If this is because of the baby, then you need to get a fucking mental check.
die. If I try to take it out of her and use anesthetic, then she could die of shock. Daniel, look at me.
Okay, fine. Fuck it. Fuck it. Okay, but you're not going alone. You have to promise to wait for me, okay? You promise?
Okay.
May I approach? The girl's not doing well, and neither is the baby. So we need to go and get some things to help her.
And what do you want from us?
Well, I have a shotgun in my cruiser. I have ammunition.
We just fought our way in here. I'm not gonna just stroll back out again.
Okay, but... as far as I can tell, we're all in the same boat. You got a rifle without any bullets and a couple of fucking fire axes. It just, okay, it's close and we can do it fast.
All right, Bill, we're not risking our lives for you. We get that gun, it's ours.
Oh, absolutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay.
I thought you said it was close.
What the hell?
They're still out there.
Yeah, but what are they waiting for?
Let's just make this quick.
Shotgun's locked in the front seat. I gotta release it, but... you get all the ammo out of the trunk.
Don't get any bright ideas. Hold up. God damn it.
What if they don't come back?
Daniel knows what he's doing.
It's all right.
I shouldn't even be here right now. I should be at Lakeland turning over patients. Fuck this place.
Well, you're stuck with us now, Kim, so deal with it. How you doing, honey?
It hurts. What's gonna happen to my baby?
Listen to me. You and your baby are going to be fine. You have my word.
What the fuck are you doing in there? What's going on in there?
God, shit.
Okay, time's up. That's our cue to leave. Come on, goddammit! Fuck's sake! Fucking hurry up! Look out!
keeping the fucking gun. This place isn't gonna keep anything up.
What happened?
Here.
Where's Allie?
Well, she went to get some medicine for Maggie.
Where?
The med room.
Jesus.
She said there wasn't anything to worry about inside.
Are you guys in the same fucking building? Would you please wait here, look after them? Excuse me, sir, would you mind following me? Thank you. That kid'll be fine.
He's been through a lot worse. Those people killed his family. I barely got him out of there alive.
Yeah, what about you, man of mystery?
Mind your own business. And by the way, pretty stupid to go running off by herself.
Okay. I'm pretty certain you can beat the shit out of me, but I consider it my special privilege. I hate my wife right now, so if you could kindly shut the fuck up.
Daniel.
Who is this?
You saw something. I felt it when you woke up. But what was it? I can show you more if you like.
Hi, Richard.
I'm sure it's hard for you to understand. Beverly found it difficult as well. But I assure you, my intentions are altruistic.
Please, tell me what you've done. Richard. Richard, tell me. Tell me!
You're trying so hard to follow in your father's footsteps, Daniel. Do you really want to follow him where he's gone? I understand how desperate loss can make you. The night you brought Allison to me, the life inside her desperately clawing to get out. Losing my daughter changed me, but I'm doing what I have to make it right. You'll understand soon enough.
Just, please, can you please tell me where Allison is? Just... You tell me, God damn it. You tell me where she is!
Don't worry, Daniel. I'm going to help her. I'm going to help all of you.
Crazy. I don't know what I'm doing. You can't just leave us.
Kim, okay, we don't have a choice. Allison's the only one who knows how to look after Maggie. Please, look, just, these still seem to work inside.
No.
We'll keep in touch just in case. We're not going to be gone long. We're not going far. Look.
It hurts so bad. I don't know what half this stuff is.
It's okay.
Please.
Listen to me. Please. We're just going to go down there. I'm going to bring back Allison, and I need you to hold out until then.
What if something happens? What if those people get in here? What are we supposed to do?
Those people are not trying to get in here. Those people are trying to keep us from getting out. Okay, that's the best that I could do. Hope you know how to use it. And, that's there, just in case.
You better know what you're doing.
Okay, let's go.
You think we're just gonna go down there and that'll be that.
If you have something to say, then say it, you smug fuck. Do you know what's down there?
Nope. But I know someone who might.
Hey.
Hey, Meth boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, good, you remember us.
It's not my fault, okay? You gotta believe me.
Just save it.
Save it! Oh, please help me! These guys are gonna kill me!
You're gonna wanna pay attention to my questions.
Please. No, wait. Oh, God, please don't.
All right, pick a finger.
Don't do this. No, you don't ask me anything yet!
I wanna make sure you know I'm serious.
I believe you, okay? Hey! Do you know anything that will help keep us safe? Anything at all? Anything that will help us survive? It's the fucking doctor. It's the fucking doctor! Okay, fine, wait. We know that already. We don't have time for this.
All right, you know what? Make it clean.
No, please. It is him. It's him. And I killed him. I swear to God, he did you a fucking favor. Yeah, well, he's not dead anymore. How is that possible? What? Oh, God. Oh, no.
Look at me.
Oh, God.
Stop. Listen to me. How is he alive? What is he?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, take his hand off.
Yeah. No, please. I don't know. I'm serious. I met a girl on the road. Please. I met a girl on the road, and she told me she could help me score crystals, so I followed her to this fucking pill house, except it wasn't a pill house.
What was it? It was an old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. Full of these fucking junkies. It was a mess. It looked like they'd been killing people for a while.
He gave us drugs. He watched us have sex. Place a church.
Okay, what you're telling me, Richard, was some kind of sex fiend, religious thing? My dad knew him for years. We all did. That's bullshit.
They were dressed just like this. There's a bunch of people dressed in like this, okay? And they did killings and sacrifices, and they made us worse!
Talking devil worshiping?
No, I don't believe in the devil. Okay, but I believe in this. He made people change. I saw it.
You're coming with us. There's no reason to thank us.
What?
Yeah. You know what? We're gonna visit your friend in the basement.
No! Mm-hmm. Are you nuts? No! You've seen what he can do! Let's just get out of here, okay? Fuck this place!
Yeah? Have a look. Go on. Be my guest.
No, this is suicide. Oh, God. Come on. No, you're as crazy as they are!
Yeah, maybe.
That.
Got it.
Someone's been here.
The door to the morgue?
Should be right there in front of you.
I don't see any door. This is just a bunch of corridors.
Are you sure this is the right place?
He went down the wrong stairs.
There's only one set of stairs. I know where they're going. Hello? Carter! What's going on? Did you find it?
Is there some kind of sub-basement or...
No, what are you talking about?
A staircase going down.
What? Carter, can you hear me?
No. You gotta go back. I can't ask you to follow me down here. You understand?
We're gonna go down the stairs.
All right.
Hey, Bethad. Hey. You get to go first.
Yeah, right.
I'm not asking.
Don't bother. You won't be able to move.
Richard?
Be patient. I'm almost ready.
What is this? I saw you die.
I had no idea that it would feel like this. The years I've spent operating on people, opening them up and then stitching them back together again. It's remarkable, the sensation. It's not pain, more a sense of release.
Why are you...
Quiet, please. This is uncharted territory. Chance to study my own transformation. I understand your hesitation, Allison. But let me ask you, all these years, haven't you ever wished to save someone beyond saving? No matter what the cost? Well, losing Sarah destroyed me. But it also compelled me to find a solution. You'd be surprised at the things you find when you go looking.
Smells like a grave.
I've seen this place before.
This was all over the house we cleaned out.
You made us look at things. The worst things I've ever seen.
We found rooms full of bodies in the basement of that place. They had someone on a table like they were doing surgery down there.
have turned into one of those things.
No. No. Worse than that. Like a nightmare.
I'm right here, kiddo. It's okay. It's all right. You're gonna be fine.
You're lucky your grandpa cares about you so much. Your grandpa just yells at his TV and smokes.
Okay,
wait.
Help her, please.
The parodine.
All right.
I think. Okay, Maggie, hold still for one second. I got this. Okay. I'm gonna give you something that's really gonna help you. It's gonna feel really good.
You're doing real good.
Right. It's gonna be real painless. It's gonna be okay in a second.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a second. Okay. Okay. You gotta hold her still. You gotta hold her still. Maybe once I get this in, okay, ready? There you go. Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm not going in there. They could shoot me.
Hey. This is it.
This is what? I appreciate your enthusiasm, but we need to think this through.
You know where you go when you die? I do. You travel on, reborn into something else, like a caterpillar becoming a moth. And until now, I've only been able to trap the moth in its cocoon. The body has to adjust, of course. Adapt. We weren't built for this kind of thing. I admit early on, I made mistakes. Some of those earliest mistakes are still down here with us. In fact, they caused the fire that destroyed this hospital. You see, they want to die, but I won't let them. Don't cry, Allison. I am going to help you. This is an end to the cycle of life and death. Do you really want this world? This world that took your son from you? Do you know what happened that night to your unborn child?
No, please.
The umbilical cord became entangled. Simple as that. Strange, isn't it? The very lifeline between you and your child, constricting like a noose around its neck as it struggled to get out, tighter and tighter, until finally it couldn't struggle anymore. Nature's futility. I can stop it. This is the first real step. A true resurrection. I lost my daughter to the abyss. But tonight, I am calling her back.
Richard, please, don't do this.
But it's already done.
You are so beautiful, Allison. You will become something truly remarkable.
Is she all right?
Oh, she feels hot. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Do something!
Oh, God. Okay.
Please, get a hold of yourself! He knows something.
We need you with us.
He's in his head! He's in his head!
Out.
I can kill her.
You have to do this. You are the only chance she has.
No.
Please.
Sorry, I can't.
Please do this.
Great man. I'm lucky to carry his child. Nothing else matters now.
This is your fault! I wasn't there. You should have protected them!
Your mother wants us to stay. I told you, look after them. We have to stay here.
You should have protected them!
Stay here.
I can feel it coming. Oh, man.
I saw it in your face. The night Allison lost your child. I saw relief.
What have you done?
I've given her what she wanted. She's a mother. Isn't she beautiful?
Thank you.
Do you see Daniel? Tell me what you see.
I see a monster that thinks he's God.
I'm disappointed. All the things I've shown you, and you still don't understand.
No, you're right, I don't.
I refuse to let death be the end. I defy God. There are things much older than time, and they've blessed me.
Well, congratulations.
I spent my life resisting death, but now I understand. I must embrace it. I'll have my beautiful daughter back. I just need one final thing. Come, join me. The others have all gathered to witness my daughter's rebirth. My disciples, ready for their own transformation. You'll experience it yourself. But first, you have to die for me, like your father and son before you. You've done wonderfully, my dear. Now watch. You will be my audience. Watch the abyss open itself to me.
Baby.
Place my daughter into this vessel. Yes. Give yourself to her. Let her come to me. It's her. You see?
fight it, Daniel. I can give Allison to you. That's what you want, isn't it? She's waiting for you. All you have to do is let go, and you can be together. That's a good boy. This isn't the end.
Thank you. Wouldn't mind dying. I got to go by myself. Wouldn't mind.